Though Cedar Falls, Iowa, has a population just over 40,000, right now it is the epicenter of the race for the White House. Republican Party presidential hopefuls are pressing the flesh and answering voters' questions on issues ranging from immigration reform to marriage equality.
My biggest concern as a voter is America has to come back to God.
Republican voter Linda Morris was among a group attending a breakfast with candidate and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee.
We have gone down the wrong path for the last 8 years.
Conservative voter Curtis Bartlett agrees. He wants a president that can reverse escalating racial tensions in America.
I don't understand why whites and blacks can't get together and sit down and talk over that what one person wants, the other person wants too.
Bartlett's list of concerns also includes the debates over same-sex marriage.
Cedar Falls is not tolerant of that, are we?
It's an issue that attracted dozens of protesters outside Cedar Falls High School.
Let me say thank you tonight for coming.
Inside, Huckabee joined fellow presidential hopeful, former Senator Rick Santorum, on stage to speak with conservative voters who oppose same-sex marriage.
I don't think it's a big issue.
As a Democrat, Lynn Brandt supports same-sex marriage. In his party, the leading presidential contender is former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who also visited Cedar Falls to interact with potential supporters.
It looks like Hillary might be a shoe-in, but I hope not. I hope there's a debate that she will have to defend herself and that the Democrats will have a choice.
Iowa matters for these candidates because it is the first state to hold an election, called a caucus. The results can either boost or sink aspirations for the White House early in an election year, depending on who wins or loses. For Republicans this year, Iowa is the place where they can build name recognition and momentum ahead of the caucus. But the growing field of candidates, all vying for attention and campaign funding, concerns Curtis Bartlett.
Are you going to wipe out somebody who could be a good candidate right away because he can't get the finances?
More finances means more advertising. And in an election expected to break all previous records for money spent, every dollar counts. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Cedar Falls, Iowa.
And he said, even as a professional taxpayer.